Unions are institutions that stand for fairness and justice. It is the mission, our mission, to ensure that a fair share for working people and their families is achieved. Yet even in this country, one of the richest countries in the world, we have increasing child poverty. More than 800,000 children live in poverty, and of the 100,000 added to that list since 1995, a quarter of them are children of working families. This emergence of a class of working poor in Australia is a shocking indictment of a corporate culture that denies working people a fair share.
There's now wide recognition that it's these breakthroughs in technology that have driven productivity to new heights and really allowed the creation of jobs without inflation and a lot of innovation that is fantastic for consumers. The big winner from all this technology are the people who buy products, not just
the clearest, simplest thing people understand is the World Economic Forum is an opportunity for these bosses to meet together and do these deals. And so, you know, the message is really simple, so people understand that they get together, they find who's offering the cheapest deal at the moment. Is Burma at 4 cents an hour, or is it El Salvador at 13 cents, you know? What's the pros and cons of that? That's what they're on about, and we've got to be on about globalising campaigns to challenge them and bring them down.
Today, many thousands of workers coming off jobs, stopping work to come down and protest the fact that ordinary people are not being given a say in their future. So, just been a great week.
If we in Australia can't stand up for the rights of workers, what hope for people in Indonesia and other countries where there isn't anything like the freedom to get out onto the streets that we've got here today?
Yeah, the union movement's had to deal with the question of how it related to AS11. In South Australia, the International Committee and the Trades and Labour Council generally thoroughly supported S11, the community groups. Other unions have been a bit more nervous because they weren't certain of the nature of some of the community groups, and the issue of violence was, of course, a concern to a number of unions. So originally, some unions were staying a little bit separate, but, you know, looking around here today, there are MWU flags, CFMEU flags. We've got the Secretary of the TLC in South Australia, John Maitland from the CFMEU, rank and file top, you know, union officials around Australia are here today, which I think is incredibly important. So that debate and that discussion has been useful inside our own ranks.
Well, Lee, I'm just looking at an ACTU press release that's come out this morning where Sharon Burrow has said that those who were attempting to shut down the forum did not represent the voices of Australian citizens who are concerned about a decent future. Could you just, I guess, give us trades halls and your point of view on these sorts of comments in terms of the fact that, well, there will be a union rally that will be marching on the South Bank today?
Look, we've made it very clear from the start that we're not about blockading the meeting. That's a matter for others, S11 and a whole range of groups, and that's, I suppose, partly why we're not part of S11, that we are here to protest. We're just as on side with the issues and the concerns of people about globalisation. I mean, unions face them every day. Factories shutting down to go to low wage and low environmental standard countries. We face them every day, but we have longer and broader campaigns than to fight, and we want to get those going rather than just simply shutting down one forum.
I heard that there was people from the liquor trade union that were inside the building and escorting people in and out. You know, what's the use of that? It defeats the whole purpose, really. Why are people camping there for 3 days in the real cold and the rain and whatever if people are going to be allowed to be escorted in and out? I thought that it was a blockade, and that's what it ought to be, a bloody blockade.